is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is Friday, Free for All Friday. Thanks for stopping in. Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966 at the Common Sense Hotline. Well, the stage is now set. It's official. It's over. It's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. You know, a year ago, everybody thought it was going to be Jeb Bush. Then they thought it was going to be somebody else, and Trump couldn't win. And here it is. Hillary Clinton lined up and ready to go. And here's... people have been asking me, what's my takeaway from last night's speech. The speech was predictable, fairly well done, if you will, on her behalf. But here's what my takeaway was. Here's what my takeaway was, because I watched the speech, and several times I saw Hillary signs that had been converted to the word liar. At another point, there was four people held up the word liar, L-I-A-R, and holding up individual letters. And immediately, the cameras would cut away, as if instructed. Now, can you imagine if the word liar had been held up during the Donald Trump speech, for example? It's a blatant double standard, my friends. Go back and watch the speech with no sound. It's tough to watch it with sound, I understand. But watch it without sound. You'll catch it. The first big liar sign came up in the first couple of minutes of her speech. And then it was cut away from immediately. Not mentioned. Not anything. It was just, I don't know, painted over, I suppose. So here we are. And I want to get into a couple of things here as to where we go from here. Julian Assange says he's got a lot more that he's going to release on Hillary Clinton because he believes she is corrupt and she believes the whole DNC is corrupt and the whole process on the Democratic side is corrupt. He doesn't think much of the Republicans either, I might add. But we'll see where it goes from here. But let me tell you how far it's gone for Salon. Salon, the far left-wing rag, who's in love with Hillary, make no mistake. But when it comes to this Russian hacker conspiracy nonsense in the DNC, Salon says it was fully fabricated. A floodlight suddenly shines on your party apparatus, revealing its grossly corrupt machinations to fix the primary process and sink the Sanders campaign, and within one day, you're on about the evil Russians having hacked into your computers to sabotage our elections on behalf of Donald Trump, no less. Is this a joke? Are you kidding? Is nothing beneath your dignity? Is this how lowly you rate the intelligence of American voters? By the way, Salon, the answer is yes. Clowns, subversives, do you know who you remind me of? I'll tell you, Nixon in his famously red-baiting campaign. A disgusting episode against the right-thinking Helen Douglas during his first run for the Senate in 1950. Salon goes to say these tricks are as transparent and anti-democratic as his. In a heated reaction to events since last Friday among the Democrats, specifically the Democratic National Committee, I should briefly explain these for the benefit of readers who have been better things to do than watch the ever more insulting farce foisted upon us as a legitimate political procedure. The Sanders people have long charged that the DNC has had its fingers on the scale. As one of them put it the other day in favor of Hillary Clinton's nomination, the prints were everywhere. Many of those of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's been repeatedly accused of anti-Sanders bias, all true. And do not forget that Debbie co-chaired Clinton's 2008 campaign against Barack Obama. That would be enough to disqualify her as the DNC chair in any society that takes ethics seriously, but the DNC does not take ethics seriously. This is Salon. This is an indictment of the entire process. Now, they love Hillary Clinton compared to Donald Trump, but this is garbage and they know it. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz run out on a rail because of corruption, immediately hired by Hillary Clinton to be involved in her campaign going forward in the hopes that they can salvage Florida where they are in trouble. We will see if Hillary Clinton gets a bounce out of the convention. If she does, so be it. It would put the race back to about where it was, with her holding about a 3-point lead overall. Meanwhile, overnight, two more police officers in America were gunned down. This time in San Diego. The war on the streets of America. The war on the streets of America, fueled by the rhetoric of this White House, embraced by this Democratic National Convention when the mothers of alleged victims took the stage. Now, don't get me wrong. I cannot imagine the pain of losing a child, but let me tell you this. Michael Brown had just stolen from a local store, got in a tussle with a local police officer, tried to take his gun, and was shot in the ensuing struggle. He was no more a victim than any other common criminal. And yet he is held up as some sort of a martyr for the black community. I'm sorry, that is an embarrassment to the black community and to America in general. To somehow hold this person up is holding some ideals for the rest of us. And the next question would be, what did his mother do to raise that child? Does she have no responsibility? Meanwhile, the Democrats put up none of the police officers' wives. Not one spouse from the dead police officers in Dallas or Baton Rouge or New York City. They didn't appear. So there you go. And so here's what you have going forward. You have an organization, the DNC, and then Robbie Mook, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, saying that experts have told him that it's the Russians that have hacked into the DNC and that's what's going on. Really, Robbie? Your house cat's talking to you again? Because he has no more proof than I do whether the Russians did or did not have anything to do with what happened to the DNC. What we do know is the DNC had anti-Semitic comments, racist comments, misogynist comments, and clear evidence that they had tipped the scales in favor of Hillary Clinton. That's what's proof in the DNC emails. And that's all we have. It's Free for All Friday. The phone number, the Common Sense Hotline to get involved, 888-900-9966. Where are you? Let's do this.